Good morning, all. Happy Wednesday, September 5th. This is the monthly member outreach call for the Order of Malta. I'm Chris Rakowski, the member of the board, in charge of the Happy each month. Hope you all had a blessed, safe, and happy Labor Day weekend, which provides a great segue to today's topic, being the blessing of labor. And our speaker this morning, being Father Paul Hartman. If I were to go through all of the items and qualifications of Father Paul, I would spend more time talking than he would this morning. Let it be said that he's a very well-educated gentleman, doing his undergraduate work from Marquette University, getting his master in MDiv at St. Francis Seminary at St. Francis, Wisconsin, and his pontifical licensure in canon law from the Catholic University of America in Washington. With that kind of background, you can imagine he spent a lot of time in issues involving canon law. He's been a judge of the Illinois Provincial Appellate Tribunal. He's been a judicial vicar, the Metropolitan Tribunal in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's been on the adjunct faculty of Marquette University Law School, and he's currently the pastor of St. Eugene Parish in Fox Point, Wisconsin. Again, his qualifications, his experiences could be well documented. Again, I'm not going to talk too much more. Let it be said that he's currently a member of the Canon Law Society of America. He's also a participant in the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty. He's on the National Catholic Committee on Scouting, and he has been a magistral chaplain for the Order of Malta since 2006. Our speaker this morning, Father Paul Hartman, will talk to us about the blessing of labor. With that, I turn to you, Father Paul.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. We are blessed by the work of the Order and opportunities like this. Just want to take a few moments, and as you said, following Labor Day, you have to understand the blessings of labor and the spirituality of work. Before I was ordained a Catholic priest almost 25 years ago, I held an interesting array of jobs, whether high school, college, or even for some spending money during the early part of seminary. I learned about cars when I was working at a gas station. I mean a real gas station, one of those full-service places and had auto repair. I learned organizational skills and some priorities that people have when I coordinated sports teams at a Catholic grade school. I got to drive nice cars around when I worked at an auto dealership. And then I got my hands dirty and calloused working construction. Very interesting were all of those experiences, but surprising to being a priest, I have a couple in the background as well. I was a nightclub disc jockey and a bartender and a bouncer. And then I had a stint in the Navy Reserves, and, well, my journey celebrating Mass and praying the breviary, quite interesting. But, I heard a lot of jokes during my early priesthood about how I had those first confessions as a bartender. But everything that any person does in their life is supposed to contribute not only to their future experience, their future skills and wisdom, but it contributes to their spirituality, their sense of self before God. Every job I've had is an important contributor to who the priest I am today. I hope every job you have had is an important contributor to the man, the woman, the person, the member of the order that you are today. This starting point tells us that as we consider this past Labor Day, we know that so much of what we've done makes us who we are. Every pope since Pope Leo XIII has written extensively extolling the value of work as a source of human dignity and a cause for almost every human good. In one of his earliest encyclicals, Pope St. John Paul II gave us a wonderful definition of work. He said, quote, through work, man must earn his daily bread and contribute to the continual advance of science and technology, and above all, to elevate unceasingly the cultural and moral level of society. With these very first words of his encyclical, the primacy of their message still rings true today. Notice that his definition at the core of what might be called the spirituality of work does not have as its starting point the transaction of money, nor the function of what has to be done or the task at hand. It's about how the person comes more complete. Focuses on the transformation of self in and through the works we do. By that transformation, we positively impact family, community. We elevate society in general. Instead of pay or product, start and finish points of work understood in the spirit are having impact, cultural, moral, personal, spiritual impact. Go ahead in time to 2011, Pontifical Council for Peace and Justice spoke of every person's, quote, right and duty to flourish in their work. Whether one looks to the dominion over the earth granted to us in the first creation narratives of Genesis, or to the lesson given by the parable of the talents, scriptures are filled with examples of the transformation that comes about because of the dignified pursuit of consistent hard work. As we pass through Labor Day weekend with its wonderful celebration, we need to step back and evaluate the spirit of our work and the spirit which we bring to our daily work. All too often in the world today, more value is placed on the time when we're away from work. Many people feel that hobbies and avocations better define their individuality than does a vocation. For some, this is rooted in a lost sense of the value of their work. It now seems only the purview of country music to raise appreciation of the blue-collar workers in factories or the dirt-covered boots of farmers. But as St. Teresa of Lisieux offered, quote, Jesus does not demand great actions from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. Now we can tie things together for a spirituality of work. We have something to reflect on as we step back from a day of work for a national holiday that celebrates. We should ask ourselves, does our work, no matter how basic or complex, our dedication to the work ethic, have a positive cultural and moral impact? Does our work reflect a desire to flourish and to be transformed in and for the community closest to us, putting food on the table, as it were? Is our work marked by a spirit of surrender to a good greater than ourselves, good that is served only by a willing heart? And then an outward expression of gratitude for the chance to do the work which is before us. Labor Day has been an opportunity for this entire country to ask these questions about the work and the labors we offer over a lifetime. You can answer yes to each. Then you can feel the joy. You can feel joy in a world where, as the young people say, slackers seem to get all the attention. You and I can be true laborers, the Lord's vineyard. No matter what task we perform, no matter what transaction brings it about, labor for the Lord in a vineyard that is vast, diverse, and wondrous. Make sure every element that you offer is for God's greater glory. Let us just finish with a short prayer. In these days when we rest from our usual labors, loving Father, we pray that all who shoulder the tasks of human labor in the marketplace, in factories, or in offices, in professions, and in family living are blessed. We thank you, Lord, for the gift and opportunity to work. May our efforts always be pure of heart for the good of others and the glory of your name. We lift up to you all who long for just employment, those who work to defend the rights and needs of workers everywhere. May those now retired always remember that they are still making valuable contributions to society, world, church, by prayers and volunteer time. May the working and the rest of all give praise to you until the day we share in the eternal rest of the heavenly banquet. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings to all on this wonderful day.
Thank you, Father Paul. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the good work that you do, and thank you for the work you put into this talk for our members this morning.
Thank you.
I tell you, it was an interesting perspective and got me thinking about just kind of how we can be screwed up sometimes in how we view our work and our leisure. Father Paul, thanks to you. I remind the group that our next call will be October 3rd. Father David Curran speaking about our guardian angels. If you enjoyed this call, please mention it to your friends. They can listen to it on the website and encourage them to participate next month and hopefully each month thereafter. Have a great day. Thank you all.